This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world is keenly looking towards the 21st century India. Addressing the NXT Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is a country where positive news is constantly being created and news is not being manufactured as new things are happening every day. He added that the Mahakumbh, the confluence of unity, which concluded at Prayagraj, has surprised the whole world as to how crores of people took a holy dip in a temporary city on the banks of the river. He added that for decades the world referred to India as their back office, but now India is becoming the new factory of the world and it is no longer just a workforce, but instead becoming a world force.
दशकों तक दुनिया भारत को अपना बैक ऑफिस कहती थी, लेकिन आज भारत न्यू फैक्ट्री ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बन रहा है। हम सिर्फ वर्कफोर्स नहीं, वर्ल्ड फोर्स बन रहे हैं। कभी हम जिन चीजों का इंपोर्ट करते थे, आज देश उनका इमर्जिंग एक्सपोर्ट हब बन रहा है।
At the conclave, the Prime Minister met former President of Sri Lanka, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and former Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he always looked forward to the interactions and has admired Mr. Wickremesinghe's perspective on various issues. Expressing happiness on meeting with the former Australian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said Mr. Abbott has always been a friend of India. Prime Minister Modi has said that this year's Union Budget aims to make the agriculture sector more resilient and prosperous. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity today, Mr. Modi said India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. In Uttarakhand, 50 workers have been rescued safely so far after the avalanche in Mana village of Chamoli district, while the search and rescue operation for the remaining five is underway. Meanwhile, the death of four injured workers has been confirmed. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the affected area to assess the situation and review the rescue operations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister over phone to get an update on the situation and assured all possible assistance from the central government. Telangana State Tourism Minister J. Krishna Rao today said the eight trapped persons inside the SLBC tunnel have been identified with the help of advanced technology as part of the rescue operation. He said efforts are underway to bring out at least four of them by tomorrow evening, adding that it may take two more days to bring the remaining four. Eight workers, including project and site engineers, were trapped deep inside the tunnel when a part of its roof collapsed last Saturday. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in Kistaram area, a joint team of DRG and CRPF was sent to the area. In the ICC Champions Trophy, England were 169 for 7 in 34.2 overs against South Africa in the final league match of Group B in Karachi when reports last came in. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat first. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at 7:30 this evening at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And with that, we end this news bulletin.